Back now with Day to Day and a development in the Hewlett-Packard story. HP says its chairwoman, Patricia Dunn, will leave in January. You know there's a growing scandal over an investigation, possibly illegal investigation, at the computer and printer company into leaks to the media from the board of directors. Marketplace's Amy Scott has been following the story. Amy, how about this latest?
Well, Alex, as you know, HP's board chair, Patricia Dunn, had been under a lot of pressure to step down. She oversaw this investigation into boardroom leaks. And just as a reminder, in that investigation, private contractors apparently posed as board members and reporters in order to access those individuals' telephone records. The new developments today are first that George Keyworth, the board member who was identified as the leaker, has resigned. And HP says Patty Dunn will step down as board chair in January, though she will remain as a director. CEO Mark Hurd will take over the board.
So he's going to become both CEO and chairman of the company, but those two positions were split for a reason, right?
Yes, they were. After the Enron and WorldCom scandals, there was a push for boards of directors to be more independent from management. You know, they're really supposed to be watchdogs. And when you have the top management also overseeing the watchdogs, you run into problems, particularly when you're dealing with a powerful figure like HP's previous chair and CEO, Carly Fiorina. Charles Elson heads the University of Delaware's Center for Corporate Governance. He says it would have been ideal to keep those roles separate, but he says HP needed to act fast.
Obviously, in a company that has gone through a serious management succession issue, a splitting of the two roles is probably advisable. And I think in the case of HP, it was a good move that they did. However, given the options in front of them, I think it was the least noxious of a series of very unpleasant options.
HP has appointed what it's calling a lead independent director to preserve some of that independence.
There's news today of a shakeup at Bristol-Myers as well.
That's right. Today, the drug company's board ousted CEO Peter Dolan after a series of problems. There was an accounting scandal, and then the company did a bad deal with biotech company ImClone. Bristol-Myers is also facing an antitrust investigation. But perhaps most importantly, shareholders were clearly unhappy. The company's stock price has fallen nearly 60% since Dolan took over back in 2001. And we'll be talking about another CEO later on Marketplace. Amtrak's new chief executive starts work today. We'll find out why anyone would even sign up for the job these days.
Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.